880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. We've got an excellent show today. We're going to talk about advances in autism during our segment from U Health. We're going to walk in Lauren's shoes. She's in North Central Florida this week. We're going to talk to her as she goes through her walk. She's Ocala, Gainesville, Jacksonville later this week. We're going to talk to her from the road about the effects of abuse this week. We're going to talk to Dr. Victor Franks. He does some Chinese cupping. It really works. It was in the Wall Street Journal a couple of weeks ago, and he performed it on me, and I'm all cupped out. And then we're going to have Tarek Maddox. He's a new addition to the show. Tarek is an exercise science and strength and conditioning coach for ESPA Training. He's here in South Florida. He formerly worked with the New York Jets. We're going to talk to Tarek about how to stay in shape if you're a pro. Today, the stock market went up a little bit. U.S. stocks rose. Retailers rallied. Jobless claims fall. The KPMG guy got charged with insider trading. But most important to me, though, is what UHealth means to me and my wife. My wife, and the reason that UHealth is on this show is because my wife has had a health problem for the last couple of years. And the doctors at UHealth have brought her one by one back, and she is now back and strong and just amazing. And I want to say this, I absolutely love my wife. She's absolutely everything. If you have a loved one and that loved one has a health issue, get them over to UHealth, where their expert physicians take an interest in you. They care about the health of our entire community. It doesn't matter, socioeconomic, anything. They're there to help. They want to make it better. We're going to talk to one of their doctors, Dr. Jeffrey Brosco. We're going to talk to him about his upcoming thing this Friday about the advances in the treatment of autism. But I want to give a high five to them for what they're doing for my wife. My wife is coming back strong as ever, and without UHealth, it wouldn't be happening. So, Oscar, welcome to the show. Take us to break. Bring us back. You're the man, Oscar. It's in your hands.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Car, you want to get every advantage that you can when you're looking to buy or lease your car. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars all, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. That's right. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got a very important topic that affects a large number of people in our community. Our UHealth guest today is Dr. Jeffrey Brosco. Did I get that right, doctor?
Jeff Brosco.
I'm doing the best I can.
No problem.
But the topic is real important. We're going to talk about advances in the treatment of autism in your program tomorrow. Doc, tell me what's going on.
Well, it's a big day. You know, the Mailman Center, which is part of UHealth here on the UM Jackson campus, we do a lot of training, education, and research. And tomorrow we have a day-long conference on advances in autism, and it's a chance to hear some of the world's experts on the latest research and what we know works and what's coming up next.
You know, it's really important, and it's, you know, I've been around for 52 years, and when I was a kid, no one knew from autism. You didn't know from it, and then suddenly it came up as a thing on the radar screen, and, you know, now I have friends, you know, I'm, like I said, and my friends are a little bit older. They maybe want to have that next kid. They're worried that age might give them a more higher risk of having an autistic child. I don't know anything about this. Is that a justified fear?
Well, on one hand, there's no doubt that we're seeing a lot more autism than we did in the past. And there are something like 5,000 or 6,000 children and young adults with autism in our region. On the other hand, I think people need to understand it's about 1% of the population. So if you're thinking about having children, you've got a 99% chance of not having a child with autism. So, it depends on how you think about things, I guess.
Well, what's the trigger? Because if it's increasing, is it environmental? Is it... something in the, I guess the fancy word might be epidemiology, which I think is that the community? I mean, what is causing this?
No one really knows. We know a few things, though, but no one can tell you an absolute answer. One change clearly is that we're thinking differently about autism than we did 30 years ago. You know, 30 years ago, it was very obvious if someone had autism. It was someone who didn't talk, didn't interact, was very severe, and anyone could sort of figure it out. And nowadays, we say that, you know, someone who doesn't interact as much as they should, has difficulty with peer relationships, it's a lot more fuzzy, and so it's easier for more people to fit in. That's one part of it. Another part is probably that as dads get older, there's a greater chance of what's called a de novo mutation in the germline, meaning that as sperm reproduce, there's a bigger chance of there being a mistake in the genetics.
Right.
And that seems to account for some of it as well. And then there is this big question about is what's happening in the environment? There's been a lot of research on this, and so far we've come up basically with nothing. It's not vaccines. It's not the immunizations. But there are so many things in our environment we just don't know about. It's really pretty complicated.
Now, I've seen in my business high-functioning autistic folks that maybe they have a little autism or something, and they've been mainstreamed, and they can work, and they can function. So it seems to me that there's an opportunity here.
Absolutely, and I think that's a really important message, that yes, there are some folks who are severely impaired by autism, and communication is extraordinarily difficult, but there are many more folks on the autism spectrum who are, as you point out, high-functioning, and these are folks, and we would say, they have a different perspective. They see the world in different ways, and some of those differences are quite valuable, and we don't want to say that autism is necessarily bad in all cases. In some places, it's quite celebrated.
My approach is that every person's a universe, and if you can find the key to unlock that universe, what a beautiful thing it is. So if that's what you're helping people with autism and their families do, high five to you, Doc. What a beautiful thing.
Thank you. I agree, and that's a lot of what we're talking about tomorrow. We have a couple people coming in to speak about new medical interventions where there are medications we think might make a difference for some of the core stuff in autism. We're going to talk about the genetics and early identification. We have someone talking about diet and whether nutrition makes a difference. We have a panel of family members that will give their perspective. And then at the end, we have some folks talking about medicines that can help with the anxiety and some of the other stuff that sometimes comes along with autism. So there's a lot of folks out there working on this, and we're making great progress.
Now, if somebody wants to attend, is it possible for them to still do a walk-in, let's say?
Well, I'll tell you, we sold out completely, which is a great thing.
Understandable.
But we have a lot of educational things going on. If someone went to our mailmancenter.org website, they would see our upcoming educational programs. And the other thing I want to mention is we are teaming up, hopefully real soon, with Autism Speaks. We recently had the walk just this past Sunday. Had 20,000 people out there walking for autism.
God bless.
And we're hoping to create a really strong center for autism treatment here. And I think we're going to be able to do that real soon.
Well, I know that Dr. Goldschmidt's goal is to make sure that U Health becomes a national and international destination brand with the concentration of some of the finest minds in medicine. And I want to thank you for adding your voice to that whole chorus of positive energy coming out of U Health.
Great. It's a pleasure, and thanks so much for your help.
Jeff, thanks so much. I look forward to it, and I hope that anybody that has any desire to learn more about autism can go to Jeff's program or at least his websites, get information. Jeff, thank you again so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. We'll be right back after this short break. Victor's here. Tarek's calling in. If you want to get healthy, stick with us. We're going to teach you how to work out like a pro.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. Is your business being affected by the recession and slow rebounding economy? Are you dealing with cash flow issues? Are you being harassed by collectors or attorneys threatening to sue you over unpaid bills? We can help keep you out of court. I talk to business owners every day that are good people with great products and services. They just need a solution on how to deal with their overburdened corporate debt situation. Like the pharmacy that owed $350,000 to a supplier, which we negotiated down to $150,000, paid out over 48 months. Or the company that owed $600,000 in workers' compensation premiums that we successfully restructured to $250,000 with extended terms. These are real stories of actual True North Financial clients. Call True North Financial today for your free consultation. We can help stop business headaches. Call 800-416-2072. That's 800-416-2072. 800-416-2072. Or visit us online at truenorthhelp.com. 800-416-2072 or truenorthhelp.com today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did. Hi, this is Jim Fried. I want to make sure that you stick with us because next week we're going to have a live broadcast. We're taping it at the Ackerman Centerfit Real Estate Summit tomorrow. And if you want to hear from the top minds in real estate, but you didn't get invited to the summit, you can listen to our show next week. We're going to have some of the best people in the country talking about real estate, from hospitality to global market review to an interactive discussion. We've got it all. Top minds, top topics, all brought to you by Ackerman Centerfit here in Miami. And if you want to join me and play some golf, Saturday, April 20th is the UF Scholarship Golf Tournament. For more information, go to realestate.ufl.edu/golf. Sponsorships are available at the Mission Creek Golf Club in West Palm Beach, Florida. It's going to be a great event. So make sure you join me at those couple of events. I'll be seeing you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're going to start off our health and wellness segment. We've got Dr. Victor Franks. Dr. Victor Franks, we're going to talk about cupping. And as soon as Tarek calls in, we're going to put Tarek on the line and do a little health and wellness talk. But Victor, what's this stuff about Chinese cupping? It really works. I read about it in the Wall Street Journal, and man, I feel better after your treatment last night.
Well, not only the Wall Street Journal, Jim, this is the quite possibly the oldest basically thing that is known to medical science on earth. For 5,000 years, this has been used. It's the most globally practiced. And unfortunately, in Western medicine, Western society, it's fallen out of favor. But right now, you're basically a recipient of it, and you know what I'm talking about now. And over the years, most indigenous cultures have employed it. They've used gourds and bamboo and nuts and seashells and pottery and all kinds of things just to create a negative pressure. Basically, a vacuum is created. And even with, you know, massage or any kind of body work, you think about it, it's a compression. It's a pressing in or squeezing. This is the exact opposite of that. It's a suction. It's pulling out. It's an opening type.
All right. And what does it do? It gets the lactic acid out?
Well, that's one of the many things. Initially, it was used for snake bites and skin lesions and, you know, just...
Sure, I watched that TV show where the guy sucks on the guy's like, hey, listen, we've got Tarek on. Hey, Oscar, can you bring Tarek on? Hey, Tarek, are you there? Tarek?
Hey, yes, I'm here. Happy to be here. How's it going, guys?
Oh, we're doing great, Tarek. Welcome to the show. We got Victor talking about removing the lactic acid from your system with this Chinese cupping thing. He did a pretty good job. I got no lactic acid from the workout yesterday, buddy.
Great. He did a good job.
All right.
He was telling me how hard you worked him, and I said, well, I have to focus on getting the lactic acid out, and he tells me he's not sore at all today.
Yeah, it really was a great workout. But Victor, real quick, tell us a little bit more background on the cupping, and then I want to talk a little bit about working out as a pro like Tarek did.
Well, even Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, he chastised other physicians who didn't use cups because they are so effective. In the late 1800s, though, was the advent of Western medicine, and it changed the focus from treating the body on the outside to treating it on the inside, and that's where things changed, and drugs and surgery became the norm, and so it fell out of favor. But most of the world, except for the Western society, still uses it to this day.
Well, you know, we know that Chinese medicine is something that's coming into favor more and more, and I know that Tarek uses a bunch of these cutting edge treatments. Hey, Tarek, tell me a little bit about how you got involved and what your background is, so we can kind of set it up here for people as we go forward with you.
Well, I'm a certified personal trainer. First of all, thanks for having me on the show, Jim.
Our pleasure, Big T.
I'm an exercise physiology. I got my undergrad at Florida International University under the professor, Dr. Richard Lopez. And it's a great field. I'm glad I chose it. Been helping a lot of people out, lose weight, fat loss, and I've gotten to the part of pro athletic training as well.
Now, I know that you use some kind of innovative stuff. We still haven't really even picked up a weight, and we've been working out now together for a couple of weeks. Tell me, you use these techniques. We know you work for the Jets. You must have some pretty good techniques. So you've been training some folks down here. Tell us a little bit about what you do with them.
Well, basically, my approach is I'm really big on stretching, dieting, and the way you approach your training program. Everything is a progression. Progress is a process. So basically, for example, working out with Frank Gore, initially I'm really hard on him and on the way he eats, because basically what you do off the field is how you're projected to perform on the field. So basically what you put in is what you're going to put out. What you eat, you are what you eat pretty much. So I'm real big on dieting and the stretching and just a simple approach.
Well, I know that Frank Gore, when he was in college, I thought that he had a little bit of a weight problem, so you're doing a good job with this all-pro Frank Gore. Now, Victor, what do you think about what Tarek has to say there?
Well, I've always said, you know, you are what you eat. It's trite, it's a cliche, but it's true. I mean, that's the fuel your body takes in, so unless you're taking it very seriously, you're not going to perform your best.
I'm a big pancake with a chicken on top then. Now, Tarek, we've been stretching. We've been doing some good stuff, and we hit the boundary there yesterday. Got a little tweak, and then you stopped. It seems to me that the one thing that's key in training is finding out what the edge is and then getting there but not going over it.
That is right. You get right to that threshold, but as long as you don't go over, you know, everything is a simple approach. You start off very slowly, and you progress as you go. You know, training is not something that's going to happen overnight as far as losing 5 or 10 or 15 pounds. You know, like I say, progress is a process. So you got to take it slow at first, especially if you're a beginner or if you're a sedentary lifestyle person. You always want to start safe and effective program.
Tarek, I've worked on a few pro football players over the last several years. And then one of my old clients, he was in the NFL in the 60s, back in the mid-60s.
Oh, that's got to be Dan.
Yeah, it was Danny Lawson. And he told, well, you know, because what happened is I noticed that the more current players, the active players that I worked on, their muscles, as big and as strong as these pro football players are, I was stunned by how flexible, how pliable their muscles are. They basically had no tension in their body. These guys stretch all the time, whereas my friend from back in the 60s, he said the entire focus is reversed. He said back then they want to make your muscles as strong as possible and tight to handle the impact, and now they've realized that the only way to handle the impact is to be pliable and to be able to go with it and not bounce off.
Well, Big T, we've been doing a whole bunch of stretches, you know, so I think it's real important, that flexibility, sir.
Exactly. Flexibility is key. If you're not flexible, you can't move. It's, for example, it's like going down a hill with the emergency brake on. So you're not going to go any faster until you let go of that emergency brake, and then you can release and go.
Good analogy.
So the approach is just that simple. You know, flexibility is key.
Well, I know LeBron, I mean, he stretches several times a day. He's checking his Twitter account while he's doing it, but he is stretching.
Yeah, and I guess he's reading a book too. But, you know, well, I don't know. The playoffs haven't started yet. Well, we talked a little bit about stretching. We talked a little bit about nutrition. You know, Victor typically talks to me. He gives me some vitamins. The vitamins are food-based. Mm-hmm. If somebody can't get the vitamins, what do you think is the most important things to include in their diet, Tarek?
Well, for example, they have to find out what they're missing. If their energy levels are low, some of them like to go to B12 or energy shots, which I don't highly recommend. But basically, if they're not taking any vitamins, I always recommend to get it through food sources, vitamin D and all those, you know, soluble vitamins that you can get through your foods.
Yeah, vitamin D. One of my clients today told me that she was diagnosed as severely D deficient. I said, do you realize how ridiculous that is to live in Miami, Florida, and not getting enough sun where you're so deficient in D that they're giving her pharmaceutical doses of D right now to get her back up to
got
to
get warm. Some milk in her. Drink some milk.
How about some sunshine?
That's what we're talking about. We got that for free.
Exactly.
We got that
for
free.
Take it out in the sun and get it all day.
Now, Victor, we've got Tarek on the line. Tarek, you know, as we said, trains a lot of the pro athletes here in town, a high number of them. Victor, you train the captains of industry. What would be the difference between a 52-year-old middle-aged guy like, oh, God, I just call myself middle-aged.
Yes, you did.
A 52-year-old middle-aged guy with no pot belly, thanks to Victor, and an NFL guy. I mean, they're younger, et cetera, et cetera. So what would be the different approach that you might use between me and, say, oh, God, I can't believe I'm about to do this. Me and Frank Gore. T, you're up. Answer that one, man.
Okay, great.
Me versus Frank.
My approach would be with you, Jim, more of static stretching, where you just hold the stretch, you know. On the other hand, with someone like Frank Gore or Kevin Smith, I would have those guys, first of all, you know, do some ballistic-type stretching, kind of mimicking the movements that they would be doing in a game or in a pro game or whatnot. So first, the approach would be different with the stretches, ballistic opposed to static stretching. With you, Jim, I would give you static stretching first. And, of course, I can start those guys off, you know, as powerful as I want, if I really want to. You know, they're on another level. So you're more like sedentary lifestyle, you know.
Yeah, ballistic stretching in gym, he'd probably end up in the hospital.
What is ballistic stretching?
Getting better.
What is ballistic stretching? I go ballistic all the time. Just ask the guy that ran the board last week.
You know, ballistic stretching is like moving while you're mimicking the movements you'll be doing in a game, for like leg kicks or butt kicks, lateral movement, you know, a little jumping. A little rolling out on the floor, you know, just kind of you're moving, whereas the static stretching where you're holding your stretch 10 or 15 seconds without moving.
Well, T, you got to teach me the one about butt kicking because I got to do some of that in business next
Whoa.
Week.
Okay.
Now, Victor, Victor, you've done some stretching and you've done that cupping stuff on me. What do you find is the most effective way to limber up somebody that's, you know, more a business person? We've talked about the pros a little bit. What can a business person do to limber up, Vic?
Well, I have to differ with you on this one, Tarek, because for somebody like Jim, not a professional, even professional athletes, I always employ active isolated stretching, which is no more than 2 seconds, as opposed to holding it for 15 because of the myotatic stretch reflex, where after 2 seconds, the body will start to fight you. That's, of course, you can override it with the breath, but it works with the body. I found in the last 20 years, of stretching people, I find that the range of motion opens up much more easily without torturing people.
So then that's why you stretch me, like when we're stretching a leg or something, you'll stretch me one time almost up, then you'll stretch me and you won't even hold it. You'll move it. You'll find the edge. Then you stretch again, hold it a little more on the edge, and then a third time past the edge again versus one whole long stretch. Is that what you mean?
Exactly right. Fine. Just like you said, Tarek, finding the edge.
That's what Tarek does. Tarek finds the edge with me. Now, T, we've been doing a whole bunch of different things.
Mm-hmm.
What do you recommend somebody? They don't have a trainer. They're looking to just get started. For me, that was always just, you know, doing the Stipple calisthenics and that you learn in high school and elementary school, and then doing some walking.
Right, right. Well, first of all, you have to find that energy within yourself. You got to make a decision and get all those negative thoughts out of your mind, telling yourself, I don't have time to go out and walk or try to lose 5 or 10 pounds. Most people have the energy, but they just can't find it within themselves. So basically, first and foremost, get off the couch, say to yourself, hey, I got to get out. I got to go outside, take a walk, break a sweat. You know, I know here at our boot camp, our ladies here, they go hard, and the dedication and determination is just a lifestyle, you know, and you just got to want to change yourself.
It's a commitment. People ask me how I lost 40 pounds, and I say, well, I, you know, Victor Franks taught me. But what Victor Franks taught me was something, you know, he gave me the idea. He said, Jim, shut your mouth, eat these good vitamins, cut down on your diet, get a little exercise, you'll get in shape. And it's really easy to say it, but the reality is that you have to make a commitment. And most people out there that are successful in life are successful because they've made a commitment and because they enjoy it. And the only way that you can commit and enjoy exercise and working out is to make it part of your life and to do it with people that care about you. And that's why we work out together. We're going to be right back after this break. We're going to run some commercials. We're going to do some traffic, and we're going to come back and talk about working out like a pro with Victor and Tarek back after this.
Great.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just having too much fun as Oscar's playing that fun music. Hey, you know, it's good business when you give your customers what they want in the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships. You know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this too. And that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my 2 Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back, and we are getting healthy, working out like a pro. I'm going nuts in here. We've got Oscar running the board, doing a smoking hot job. Johnny's fingers are tweeting away back there, photographing and sending it out. Victor's here, making sure I stay on the straight and narrow, and we've got Tarek Maddox, our new health and wellness expert on our panel. Tarek, welcome to the show. Working out like a pro, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me again, Jim.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We're loving the addition. We're loving the interaction that you've got with Victor. Victor, why don't you ask a question?
Tarek, how much do you use these foam rollers that a lot of people like to employ?
Foam rollers, myofascial. Well, I use it when they're sore, you know, the very next day when they feel the soreness from a workout from a previous day, I have them do the foam rolling for a few minutes. I do incorporate the foam roller in my workouts from time to time. I do it with the athletes. Yes, that's a part of my workout routines.
I got a foam roller, just for the record.
Well, we were talking about the Chinese cupping before, and I find that the cupping in regard to myofascial release is actually much more effective and actually much less painful than the foam rollers as well.
Pain, huh?
Yeah, because a lot of people, they roll in those rollers because they say, I know it helps, but my God, it hurts.
Oh, my God, does it ever. But it's so awesome, Victor. And so is that stretching on the stability ball that you've taught me. Now, what do you think about the stability ball, Tarek? I know we did a little bit. I showed you a couple of things that I've been doing, and it really enhanced some of the stretches I did. What's your opinion on the stability ball?
I love the stability ball. It's great. One word, ergonomics.
One word.
And I love it. So you can do all tons of things with the stability ball. I actually have them here now in my fitness studio. We're starting to use them more, mainly for people who have lower back issues or knee issues. It just kind of gives you that leverage to squat or to do some crunches on and some stretching on. The stability ball is great.
Well, the fact that I like the one thing about the stability ball that makes so much sense is, say, you know, for instance, doing your standard crunch. When you're doing that in the air, you have no support on your low back as you're doing a crunch. You're on the ball, and the ball is molding into the other side of your body. So no matter what kind of exercise or stretch you're doing, the opposite side of your body is being supported as opposed to just being just out there in the air someplace with no support whatsoever.
Yeah, I love the stability ball exercises. There's all kinds of different, God bless you, there's all kinds of different things that you can do on the stability ball, but the number one thing you do with the stability ball is you don't get hurt. And that's what I like. You know, the most important thing to me about working out isn't necessarily about pushing it to the end. It's about staying healthy so I can do it the next time.
And the aspect of not getting hurt, too, a lot of people are, I think, are intimidated by the stability ball because it's round. And they go, I'm going to get on that. Are you kidding? I'm going to roll off and break my head. And it's not the case, especially if you put your feet pretty wide. The fact that it is so round and squirrely, anything you do, regardless of what you're doing, stretching, working out, your core is always being engaged because it is a little wiggly, a little squirrely. So next thing you know, you're working your core without even working your core by intent.
I know that we worked out with the stability ball yesterday. How important do you think it is to keep core strength up? And isn't that sort of where you want to start?
Yes, sir. That's the center of foundation of your movements. And stability ball is great. You know, all you have to do is sit on it, your core is activated right away. You know, I know you and I done some techniques on the stability ball, very little, but did you feel your core when you were doing the little routine we had going in front of the mirror?
Oh, yeah. While we're talking about stability ball, Victor's sitting here, you know, poking his stomach, trying to figure it out.
I was just checking out my abs because I just been in the pool before I came here.
I've been working hard on
the super swim is what I've been using, which is another step up from the stability ball.
What's the super swim?
The super swim is where you have an 8-foot tapered fiberglass pole with a line off of it that goes down to a padded belt. You jump into the pool and you swim forever. And so you don't have to worry about, you know, swimming to me, especially in your standard backyard pool, is horrible. You 5 strokes and you're worrying about your next turn. Otherwise, you're going to hit your head on the side of the wall.
You know what I do in the pool? What I do in the pool is I walk around and I move my arms. I walk. So I'm getting like the whole body
resistance.
Yeah, I'm getting the body action going, but I'm not really pounding myself. And that's the key, isn't it? Isn't it, Tarek, is to make sure you're working out but not working yourself into a hole or something?
Exactly. That's good. And the pool is great. Aquatic exercises are great. Always a great tool. I mean, especially if you have injuries or some sort of limitations, the pool is great. Jump on in, get moving, and you have a great workout. Actually, the water actually works out just about every single muscle in your body. You have over 600 muscles in the body, but the pool actually activates while swimming, walking, per se. So pool is great.
Well, that's why I developed my latest DVD is Aqua Stretch Kinetics, which is weightless stretching. So you're actually doing very specific stretches, but I have using different floats. You actually can stretch while weightless, so things that would just hurt or just kill you on land don't hurt at all in the water.
Now, people can find that at your website, which is what, bud?
AskDrFranks.com.
I love that. That's such a layup. Now, before we get started, before we get any further, Tarek, I know you're very social. You're on Twitter. You've got all your action going. How do people find you if they want to get some more information on how to work out like a pro? And I know you train a number of the people down in South Dade that are the heavyweight, not weight-wise, but very big-time athletes as well as business people. If somebody wants to get in your program, how do they do that?
You actually can visit one of my sites is fitandfinebootcamp.com. That's the sedentary lifestyle people who's looking to lose 15 pounds, 30 pounds, or even 100 pounds. I have clients here that, you know, lost a bunch of weight and they're dedicated. You can visit my website, www.fitandfinebootcamp.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at ESPA Trainer.
That's terrific. I mean, we've been having a good time. I know Johnny's going to start spooling up our Twitter conversations. We've already been going back and forth. You are social. We do appreciate social guests. We've only got a couple of minutes left, Tarek. What's a takeaway? You know, because I touted this as workout like a pro. Is it possible for just a normal everyday person to finally work themselves up to be, I don't want to say close to where Frank Gore might be, but somebody like that? Is it possible to get there? And is that something people should watch as we continue on our path?
You can. I would say it's possible, but you have to start early. That's the key. When getting to that kind of level, you have to start early. And I do mean early, and you have to be dedicated. And it's a lifestyle. It's not a you're going to do it, you're going to stop, you're going to do it. No, that has to be on a consistent, dedicated basis. That's, you know, it's another level. And you got to be consistent. You have to start early, and you just got to want to do it.
That's these guys are professionals, so that's what they do. But there was an old novel, I think it was Hotel New Hampshire by John Irving. There was a 62-year-old grandfather in the book, and he was lifting weights, and they're going, "What's all that noise upstairs?" And they say, "Oh, they called him the coach. He was dropping weights on the floor." He said, and they talked to the coach, who was the grandfather. They said, "Listen, if you're going to stay in shape," he said, "you got to be obsessed." And it made me laugh, but it's true. You have to think about it all the time. You can't just, you know, once in a while, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to go, you know, work out." You got to think about it. You got to be into it.
Well, I'm real compulsive. That's how I lost the 40 pounds. I completely changed my lifestyle, if you'll recall, and I kind of went back to it and been eating a little bit off the game. So my goal is to work out with Tarek over the summer so that when I come back, I look slim and fit like you left me, Victor. We've only got about a minute and a half left, and what I'd like to do is I'd like Tarek to give out his contact information again, because I've been working out with him. I know that a number of people down in South Dade, including the pro athletes, have been working out with him. T, how do people find you, buddy?
They find me on the sports training website. It's ESPATraining.com. Again, that's ESPATraining.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at ESPATrainer.
Now, we're going to have Tarek back in a couple of weeks. Next week, we're going to have the live on-tape broadcast from the Ackerman Center for Real Estate Summit. But this is going to be a recurring segment. We're going to have Victor. We're going to have Tarek. They may alternate weeks. Sometimes they'll be on together. But we've got our two health and wellness gurus. They are accessible. They are people that do things every day to make people like you and me feel better. Tarek Maddox, thank you so much. Victor Franks, Ask Dr. Franks, thank you so much. Oscar, take me out.
Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation, and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're looking to buy a car or lease a car, you want to make sure you get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, and first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected us all. For many small businesses, the reminder is the constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people, they just need a reset of their credit situation. There are a few options today for the small business person faced with credit issues. True North Financial knows these options and can help you decide which course is best for you. True North Financial is here to give you a seat at the table with your creditors. True North Financial will give you a free credit analysis to see if you meet the criteria for our services. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website, www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are on with a person that I would consider the star of our show. We've got Lauren Bookholding, and Lauren sets an example for us all. A lot of people have issues that they have that come up that they want to do something about, but very few take action. We have got one of the people that I know that I respect because she takes action. Lauren Book, welcome back. What's happening up in North Central Florida?
Hey, how are you? It's been a great day so far. We're just finished up at a child safety event, and we're heading over to St. Augustine.
Oh, the oldest city, and it's a beautiful place. It's one of the boom towns here in town, but I'm sure like every other town in Florida and every other place in America and every other place in the world, there's something going on, and there's somebody that needs to talk to somebody, and it's not happening, Lauren.
Unfortunately, that is the case. And, you know, one of those things that, you know, we talk about is those impressive stories from the week. And yesterday we were in Ocala walking with several people. I even got to ride a horse for very briefly. But one of the things that I thought was very striking was I was walking with the sheriff's office, the crisis interventionist, and one of the crisis interventionists got a call that somebody was in trouble, reliving something that happened. They got a call from the school resource officer. Literally, within 5 minutes of the resource officer calling the crisis interventionist, a deputy was dispatched in the school talking to this young girl. That girl was then referred to DCF, all within 5 minutes while I was walking down the street with the sheriff's office. I've never seen anything like it. It's a community that really gets it and really works together to protect their survivors.
Lauren, I got to tell you, I love you. This is just amazing.
Great.
Listen, today we're talking this week about the effects of abuse. We talked a little bit about the response. I think that the effects of abuse are so subtle and so far-reaching and so long-lasting that it's important to discuss them. Can you help me out here?
Absolutely. I think that people think that I really have my stuff together. And the truth is that I do. However, I still, to this day, 11 years later, and I go to counseling to this day, I still have lasting effects of child sexual abuse. I still have night terrors where I will wake up hitting my boyfriend. I still can't go to the dentist without being put to sleep because I can't be reclining with things being put in my mouth. I still have PTSD, which I will suffer for likely for a very long time. These are things that go on. We met and encountered a beautiful woman 3 days ago who was 80 years old, who came out and walked with us, who was a survivor and still suffered flashbacks and could not talk to the law enforcement, was very afraid because she was assaulted by a law enforcement officer when she was younger in her life.
Oh my
and
God.
That woman was 80 years old. It happens, and the effects are long-lasting. It blows my mind how, you know, when we talked about that statute of limitations in the past, there is no statute of limitations that a victim suffers from. These things will go on for the rest of our lives.
Lauren, you know, we've talked about it. And, you know, I was victimized. I'm a survivor as well. And I can plainly tell you when we have our conversations, it deeply affects me. It's something that really, really is important that people that are having the effects, the after effects, that they need to go get help. How do they do that, Lauren?
Well, it's really important that they call our hotline, which is 1-877-L-KIDS-01. And what will happen is a representative from the Florida Council Against Sexual Violence will answer and be able to provide crisis intervention and crisis mediation, and will be able to give that individual a referral to a sexual assault treatment center in their area for free.
You know, it's very important. Now, we're talking about people that have been victimized on, I'll just say, a current basis, but also there are people that have the recurring issues. They may not be in the process of being abused currently, but the lingering effects of the abuse are impacting them, and it could be this 80-year-old woman, and we have to make sure everybody out there knows that it doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. If you've been impacted by this particular situation, there are systems out there to help you, and our community is seeking you out. We are asking you to please come out and tell us what happened and reach out for help, because we are here to love you and help you.
Absolutely, and it's so important that we remember that that shame and embarrassment and guilt that you may be feeling is not for us to carry, that that belongs to those who put us in this dark place. Shine the light in these dark places, because predators, offenders thrive in darkness. It's time we turn on the lights and have each one light a pathway for the next survivor, so that we can all be surrounded in light and move on to become thriving survivors. And like you said, free services at any point and any time during their journey.
And they can remain anonymous until they want to become identified, correct?
They don't ever have to. And I think this is a misconception that people are afraid of, that if you go get services, you have to report a rape or a sexual abuse. That is not the case. You can still be a non-reporting victim, that they will still do a rape care kit if you want, and you can still get services.
Well, I know that my wife and I walk around with these turquoise bands. Some of them say 39 million. Some of them say 42 million. What is that? I know what it is, but I want to have you talk about that for a minute, because the 39 to 42. I know that your dad that Lauren's kids are going to go out and get another band as well. Unfortunately, that's going to have another number.
Correct. When we started the foundation, we had 39 million bracelets printed, and that was to get people to ask, what was that 39 million about? There are 39 million survivors of childhood sexual abuse in this country and growing every day. We started the foundation back in 2007, and today we have to have $42 million bracelets, because now there are 42 million survivors of childhood sexual abuse and growing. And it really makes me sad, and it makes me scared that the number is growing so exponentially, so quickly. We all need to take a stand. We all need to continue to shine the light in these dark places and help survivors get the recovery services that they need.
Now, Lauren, we only have a couple of minutes left, and I want to briefly go through what should people look for as signs and indicators, because it's not always somebody getting a black eye.
Absolutely, you're right. And it's not any one sign that parents should look out for, but it's some strung together. So, like you just mentioned, unexplained bruises, broken bones. For an older child, money or gifts, unexplainable money or gifts that you did not give to your child, withdrawn behavior, regressive behavior. So if the child was potty trained and is now having frequent accidents, night terrors, thumb sucking, aggressive sexual play, excessive masturbation, all of those are signs that something is going on and that a parent really needs to look at what's happening with their child and start talking.
Lauren, I want to end our segment. I'd like you to, as our ending, I'd like you to give the different numbers, websites, just go through them. I know you know them. I want to take a second to let people go get their pencils, get their iPad, get their fingers. If you got to, write this stuff down. I got to just say it this way, in B-L-O-O-D. You got to know this. You got to report this. If you see it, if you know it, call or write these places. Go.
Sure. It's laurenskids.org. Our hotline is 1-877-LKIDS-01, and the DCF hotline to report suspected child abuse is 1-800-96-ABUSE. That's A-B-U-S-E. Please, if you suspect it, report it. It's not only our moral obligation, it's our legal obligation. Report it. Sign our pledge at don'tmissthesigns.org. Pledge your eyes and your voice to protect our kids.
Lauren, as a member of our community and as a survivor of child sexual abuse, I want to say thank you from all the people you've touched and all the people that you're yet to touch. God bless you for everything
you
do.
Thank you.
Okay,
we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week. Let's be upbeat. She's going to go out and help some more folks. And I want to thank everybody that was on the show this week. And I want to remind everybody that next week we're going to have an insider's look at the Ackerman U.S. Real Estate Summit 23. Some of the top leaders of the real estate industry nationally have been invited to Miami by Ackerman. Ackerman's inviting us to listen in. We're going to interview some of those top people next week, and we're going to bring you their inside information that the top leaders at this exclusive event will have. Make sure you're here next week for the Ackerman Real Estate Conference. It's going to be terrific. Now, I want to thank I want to thank the newest member of our team. I want to thank Oscar. Oscar, you are the man. I want to thank you for making it smooth and easy and dealing with my craziness. I also want to thank our friends at Warren Henry Automotive, who without them, our show wouldn't be possible, as well as the people from the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine and the UM Health System. We call them UHealth on the show. They bring incredible guests every week that change people's lives, and for what they've done for my wife, it's incredible. These people change lives. If you need help and want to reach out to somebody that cares, go over to the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth. I want to thank our friends at True North Financial, the NFL alumni always caring for kids, the Miami Dolphins, and I want to thank the Miami Marlins as well. We've got a lot of sports now backing us up. Of course, we've got social media 305 getting the word out. Of course, Lauren's Kids adding the philanthropic touch to Freedom Business. It's an important point you need to make sure you follow up. I want to thank Ezra Katz and the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, the most important person of all, you, our listeners. Make sure you go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Engage us at Jim Fried on Twitter, at Fried on Business Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. I've got some great videos up on YouTube on some of these interviews. Go out and see them. If you got some health stuff, check out what some of the doctors say. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, www.friedonbusiness.com, as soon as I can get it up there. I want to make sure you know this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Remember to look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday, when we're going to have all of the inside information, the things that people want to know and can't find out from the Ackerman Centerfit Real Estate Conference. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with with Jim. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money.